Welcome everyone, Bezer Hashem. We're learning the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Yud Zayin Sif Bey Sif Katan Vav, Shir number 50. Once again, Siman Yud Zayin Sif Bey Sif Katan Vav, Mihem HaChayav Mitzitzis, who is Chayiv in the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. So let's begin here from the end of the Ramah, Mechaber rather than Sif Beis, where we're discussing here Tumtum Vandroigunis Chayavim Misafik. A Tumtum is a person whose genital areas are covered up, so it's not clear exactly is this a male or female. Androgynous has both male and female organs. Chayav Misafik. So they chayav to put on a talis, a tzitzis, because of a doubt. Maybe they're a man and chayiv in tzitzis. V'yis'atu b'lei bracha, however, they should not make a bracha because of the suffix. Perish tumtum b'lei noida imu zachar in the keva. So in the parentheses here, the Rama explains that a tumtum is someone you're not sure if he's a male or female. Andregnus yeshloi zachus of inakvos, he has both male and female organs. Hagol lefi mashinogu nashin levarich mitzvah seseshes magroma gam heim yavarichu. Now, then he brings their Haggah. The Rama says that according to what we learned above, that women are able to make a bracha on a time-bound mitzvah, the mitzvah as a shazman grama, gam hen yivarchu, they should also make a bracha. It's interesting, Lashonov, not they're allowed to, but gam hen yivarchu, they should also. It's interesting, Lashon, that's what the words say. Says the Mishmur and Sivkot and Vav, Chayavim misafik. The safik tayir lechumra. The Mishmaru says in the bottom of the page, the safik tayir lechumra. If it's a daraisa, safik daraisa. General principle is we are a machmir. Kain kasa b'seyosif. A mashim yizeh. The davar shechiyuv erak midrabanon. So therefore, something which is only an obligation of rabbinic status midrabanon, could go in talis sheula, like a borrowed talis achar shloshim yoyim. We learned this early in Simeon and Dalet that a borrowed talis after 30 days. Has a rabbinic status of having to put on tzitzis, or a beged shechiyuv rak mitam savik, or a garment that the status of this garment is only to put on tzitzis midrabanan. Could go in beged shechetzei pasuach chetzei sasim, like a garment that is half open, half closed, as discussed early in Simen Yod Sif Zayin. Rashoin leilach boy beloy tzitzis. You're allowed to wear that garment without tzitzis. Why? Because of svek sveka, you have a double doubt. Svek sveka. Vayim shmir gadim mishukasav oid kein zev ulai di yesh lahachmin b'chol zev. We could be machmir all of this. V'nei maris ayin, because of maris ayin. In other words, like this. Even though we're saying make your adin, you don't have to put tzitzis on these garments. I just want to remind everybody there are two aspects of the halachas of tzitzis that we're learning here. One is it's really one, but we'll say it as two. One is, you and I, we all wear a four-corner garment that has strings, which we call tzitzis, on this four-corner garment. They used to have garments with four corners that if that garment is qualifying itself of the right size, as we'll just learn in the next simin, and the right person, then that person is chayav to wear the four-corner garment with tzitzis. That's what we're discussing now. We're not talking about the one that's underneath your shirt. But we're not talking about the talis galut you wear when you're davening. We're talking about a four-corner garment that a person would wear throughout the day as a shirt, as a cloak, as a jacket. That's what we're discussing over here. Sifkat and Zayin, they should do the mitzvah without a bracha, b'loy bracha, k'even the ikra chiyuv hu rak mishum sof sveika. Since the main chiyuv is only because of a sofik. L'ina bracha shum derabanan z'ina balukula. In regards to a bracha, which is derabanan, we are going to be lenient. Aslinon balakula. Okay. We said the androgynous has zachus v'nakvus, male and female organs. Who gamkein savik zachus safin nekeva is also a question whether this person is a male or female. Ayn ba'artzah sachayim shevi rai mikam poim mekoymois the paskinim kein lahalacha to begeder safik. V'loy kiman domar do briyo b'fnei atzmai. So the artzah sachayim brings proofs from different places in halacha that this androgynous has a status of what? Has a status of a suffix. Is he a male? Maybe. Is he a female? Maybe. Fine. But others want to say that he's not a Safik. He's a Vadai Briya B'fni'atzmai. He's definitely a different creation. In other words, like this. A male is a man. I know it sounds crazy in this generation, but people don't know this. A male is a man. A female is a lady. Good. Baruch Hashem. We have that clear. A person that has male and female organs is not a Suffolk man, a Suffolk lady. It's a brief of Natsmoy. That's the other tzad. That's another tzad. So to that, if it's a brief of Natsmoy, so it's not a Suffolk man, so you don't make a bracha. You can't make a bracha on that. That psak will not obligate the person to make a bracha. Not only that, he's not allowed to make a bracha. But if you say, like the Ramah is saying, that he's Suffolk lady, if he's a man, you're good. You make a bracha. If he's a lady, so what? So then Nashim can make brachas also. That's what the Ramah says. Gam hem yivarchu. But if it's a bri b'fnei atzmai, so it's not a man or a lady. That's what we're discussing in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Siv Gimel. Katan Adelis Ateif Avi Tzorich Likach Loi Tzitzis L'chanchoi. A child that knows to wrap himself, how to wrap himself, a father is obligated, Tzorich Likach Loi Tzitzis, to educate him in the midst of Tzitzis. The Ramah says, V'davkik She'edei Latif Shnei Tzitzios L'fonov U'shnayim L'acharov. It's only if he knows how to keep two in the front and two in the back. V'edei Alechos at Tzitzis B'yolde B'shas Kriya Shema. And he knows how to hold his tzitzis at the time of Kriya Shema. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tes. Likach loy tzitzis. The father should take tzitzis for the child. Peirush likach loy beged. Shall dal kanfois lahata by tzitzis kedal chancha b'mitzis. Doesn't mean just a tzitzis. Means get a four-cornered garment and put the tzitzis on the four-cornered garment. V'shir talisoy, what's the size of the talis? Says the primogodim and simin tazayim derech hachayim shu gedei l'sa'ateh boi roi shibaru v'shaloi. It's that the head and the majority of the size of the child will be covered. The head and the majority of the body of the child will be covered. M'sharin met katon atzmoy, shimis'ateh boi l'fi godloi l'fi katnoi. And we size up the child, his garment, according to that size boy. If there's a boy that's smaller, it's a smaller size beged. If it's a boy that's bigger, it's a bigger size beged. If the garment has this size, then the father has to put tzitzis on and make a bracha with the child. And if the garment is not of this size, then you don't make a bracha on it. So once again, in this discussion, it doesn't sound like, in this specific Mishnah Berurah, doesn't it sound like he's going to the store to buy a four-cornered garment to wear l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. He's saying, if this garment is big enough, is the right size, that's when the father should put the tzitzis on it and make the bracha with the child. Now, this is only if the child has not come 13 years old. Avam yud gimul ve'eluch, turning the page in some editions, chay betzitzis ki gadol. Now, when he's 13 years old, he's a gadol. He's an adult. Mashikasa bedrashos ma'aril b'hilchas nesuin shenaygin shegam no'orim gedoylem einem esatim betzitzis ad shenaysin lehem noshim v'samcho lehen akkod echsev gdilum tasaloch v'samach lehi kikach yishisho hudover tamua. So the Mishnah brings is a Maril. It's a very difficult Maril. And he says, I don't understand the Maril. So you could say, you mechaven to the Mishnah Berurah. You don't understand. Very good. What does he say? The Maril says that there's a connection, a juxtaposition, as they say in English, a smichus, between two psukim. One pasuk says, Gedilim ta'asalach. You should put on Gedilim. Gedilim are the tzitzis. Then it says afterwards, kikach ishisha, when the man takes a lady. Says the Maril, when does a person wear the tzitzis? When he gets married. So the Mishmur says, I don't understand. Until a person gets married, he's not wearing the kind of mitzvah tzitzis? Tamua, the actual yisa isha, ye yoshev batal mitzvah tzitzis? So there, you can try to say, no, he's only talking about talis gadol. There should know, they say it's hard to say, it's only talis gadol, the way he's wording it. Okay. Be it as it may, We now begin the next siman, siman Yud Ches. I do want to point something out that they bring down later on for Ramosha on this Ramah. Ramosha says that you see the Ramah tells us, what is the child supposed to do with the tzitzis during Shema? So the Ramah says, V'yoideyo lecho yisat tzitzis biyodoy b'shas kriya Shema. When a child is of age, that he's able and aware and cognizant that he knows he should be holding his tzitzis at the time of Kriya Shema, that's when the father is obligated to teach a child. Says Rav Moshe, where is he holding the tzitzis? We're going to see later on, B'shas Kriya Shema, you're supposed to be holding your tzitzis by your heart. By your heart. Okay? You're holding your left hand by your heart. Then, when you get to the last paragraph, you switch to your right hand. So that's where Moshe is learning this out. He says over here, that's where he's saying, when? V'shas Kriya Shema. It's not just you put on the garment on the child, and then he's running around and playing in the dirt, you know, and he's wearing the tzitzis. No, it's the same more than that. Yes, question? Let's continue now with Simen Yud Ches. Simen Yud Ches. Mechaber says, Zman Tzitzis. Now we discuss the Simen, discusses the time of wearing tzitzis. Lailo lav zman tzitzis. Mechaber says in Sif Aleph that nighttime is not the time of wearing tzitzis. The imit mi ureisim oisai. Because it is excluded from this that it says ureisim oisai. Now let's remind ourselves. Ureisim oisai means that you should see them. So you say, well, I see my tzitzis at night. Don't you see your tzitzis at night? So once again, we're living in a dream world. We have to appreciate electricity. It's only 120 years old, right? Whatever it is, yeah. You know, if that much. We have to appreciate the gift that Hashem gives us of electricity. Because if without electricity, you have to light a fire. Without lighting the fire, you can't see at night. That's what it means, Ureisim Oisai. Since Laila is not a time when you can see, naturally, therefore, we're saying it's not a time that you mechuyav to wear tzitzis. Now, we're going to see machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. Let's see the Rambam first. The Rambam says, "Kol ma shaloivish b'layla poter afilu miyuchad l'yoyim." Anything that you wear at night, says the Rambam, if you're wearing it at night, it's poter. You're exempt afilu miyuchad l'yoyim, even if it's a day garment. So, for example, you have a garment that is worn by day, but right now, kol ma shaloivish b'layla is poter. You're wearing it at night, so even if it's a day garment. Right, what's called there's a night garment called pajamas, for example, and there's a day garment called day clothing, right, regular clothing. So the Rambam says, if you wear makom ashalosh b'layla, whatever you wear at night is pater, even if it's a designated item that it's a regular day garment. Your jacket right now you're wearing is you don't sleep in your jacket unless you know you fall asleep by mistake, right? But you don't go to sleep with your jacket on. That's your suit jacket. Let's say umash loyish bayoyim, says the Rambam, that which you wear by day is chayiv afilu miyuchel laila. Says the Rambam, it goes further. That which you wear by day, mash loyish bayoyim, this is what you wear by day, is obligated to put on tzitzis, even if it's a garment which is designated for the night. Afilu miyuchel laila. That's the Rambam. That's the Rambam. Let's take a look at the Mishra over here in Sifkot and Aleph. So the Rambam says, what the Rambam's svara is, explains to the Mishnah Sif Kod Aleph, that in regards to this talis, this tzitzis, you are permitted to go out on Shabbos, Mutu Lotzis Lushus Arabim, Belel Shabbos, Betalis, you're allowed to wear a talis, your tzitzis, the strings are hanging. And it's not something that you're carrying. It's not considered to be a beggar that you're carrying. Why? Because it enhances the beauty of the beged. That's what the Mishra brings over here. Now, brings on the Taz. I personally don't understand this. We don't put strings on other garments. You know, I mean, you say a tassel. A tassel is a small little thing maybe on your shoe, you know. But you don't put strings that length. I mean, I'm looking at you right now. No one here has strings coming down from their vest, right? You're wearing a vest over there in Cincinnati, right? You know, no one's wearing strings coming down from their clothing. So therefore, it seems like it's miyuchad for the mitzvah. But lemaisa, I'm not going to spend too much time on this now. I'm just sharing with you what I don't understand. Okay. Yes.
Sir.
I want to just elaborate for a minute what my bigger issue is. My bigger issue is that what happens if your tzitzit is a apostle? Are you allowed to wear them in the public area on Shabbos? If your tzitzit is a apostle, so now you can't wear them in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. So 1 second. Didn't we just say a second ago that it's noy tzitzis? So if it's noy, if it's noy means to be beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. So what does it make a difference if one of my strings of my four corners is apostle? That invalidated, the rest of them are beautiful. I don't have an answer for you. If somebody has an answer, please another time, reach out to me, let me know, because I feel like I'm missing something here. Mm-hmm. That was the Rambam. Now we go to the Rush. The Rush says, Ksus hameyuchod, okay. Ksus hameyuchod lalaylo, a ksus, a beget, which is meyuchod lalaylo, which is designated for night. Okay, so this is important now. The Rush says a garment, which is a night garment, we'll call it pajamas, which is a four-cornered pajamas, pajama shirt. Is pata afilu lo yishe b'yoyim. The Rush says, not like the Rambam. The Rush says, if you're wearing your four-cornered pajama shirt by day, it's pata from tzitzis. La Rosh ksus hamiyuchin alayit, because according to the Rosh, we're defining it as a beged which is designated for the nighttime. Night, as we said in Mechaber, Laila loves man tzitzisu. It's not a time for tzitzis. Uksus hamiyuchin layoim, says the Rosh further, and the garment which is designated for the day, or layoim v'layla, or day and night. You could have something like this. You could wear, let's say, for example, sometimes a person is cold, he puts on a sweatshirt, he wants to go sleep in the sweatshirt.
Or robe.
And sometimes you want to wear a sweatshirt by day or by night. You can have clothes like this, right? It says the Rosh, Exus, which is designated for the day or day and night, is chayiv afil lo yishev alaylo. So the Rosh says, you're chayiv even if you wear it at night. You're chayiv to put this on it. So you say, wait a minute, isn't it Laila now? Isn't Laila loves man tzitzis? But says the Rosh, it's a beged, which is miyuchud for day. So even though you're wearing it by night, you have to put on tzitzis. Or miyuchud for day and night. So the fact that it's miyuchud for night, according to the Rosh, does not disqualify the fact that it's also miyuchud by day. Says the Rama, Usafik brachas la'akil. Therefore, when it comes to a bracha on such a beged, don't make a bracha. Because Safik brachas la'akil. Akein ein levarach alav elu kishlovish bayoyim. Says the Rama, therefore, only make a bracha. Only make a bracha if it's a beged, if it's a garment that is designated for day, miyuchad layoim, and you wear it when? And you wear it by day, by yoim. It's for the day, and you wear it by day. Yeah. Because if it's a beged which is for day, and you wear it at night, or it's for day and night, and you wear it at night, this is machloik is over here. Right, the Rambam will say, what are you doing? Why are you making a bracha? The Rosh will say, what are you doing? Why aren't you making a bracha? Says the Mishmur Sifkat in Beis, Sachar Brachas Lahakil. Hayno Dafka Lin Bracha. That's only in regards to the bracha. I will also lubosh ksus shalaylo v'yoyim b'loy tzitzis. But it's also to wear a ksus shalaylo, a night garment, by day, without tzitzis. V'chein ksus shalayim. Belayla, and so too, it's also to wear a day beged at night. And also a day beged at night without tzitzis mishum safek, because there's a doubt there also. Mikomakoim nira da shatz haloivish talis belaylo ein tzarich livdoik at tzitzis de bregoin zeh bevadi nuch lismoich al chazkoson shemikvar. So he says like this, Mikomokoim nire da shatz haloivish talis balaylo. The shatz who wears a talis at night. So what's he talking about? The chazan is Davi Mariv. So Mariv is, if you're Davi Mariv, it's Laila, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There's one exception is if you daven after plat. But let's put that aside. We'll see that maybe later. We will, Mr. Shem. So he's saying, when you normally put on a, before you put on a talis, we learned halacha, you should check your tzitzis. In this case, the shatz wears the talis at night, he doesn't have to check his tzitzis. Doesn't have to check the shul as a shul's talis, because we can rely on the chazak of the status quo that he's wearing a kosher tzitzis. And even if it's not, you can say it's not really mechuyev in tzitzis at all. Siv Kotin Gimel. So we said, you know, you don't make a bracha unless it's for day, and it's day, and it's a day garment. Perish gam lo yoyim, also for day. Afilu gam miyuchad laila, even if it's also miyuchad for night. The koshkein la yoyim levad. So he has to be wearing it by day. Now it could be for night, but it has to be specifically for day as well. The Rama tells us. Va'achar tefilas arvis, aval pisha dain yoyim hu, ein levarich alav. After Mariv, don't make a bracha. After Mariv, don't make a bracha on it. Aval pisha dain yoyim hu, even if it's still day. So what was the case? The case is that you mekabel, you daven Mariv early. Right? Tefilas arvis, after you daven Mariv, afal pisha dain yoyim, even it's still day, ein levarich alav. It's like when you make an early Shabbos, and the little children are the most confused in the world. They come out from shul, you just daven, and they start walking home. They're like, why don't you go in the car? You're like, wait a minute, Shabbos. So how could be Shabbos? It's day out. I remember my little children, they're all confused. What's going on? So no. We just davened. Like chul hashemayim aretz, right? Same thing over here. If you daven Mariv ready, you can't make a bracha on your talis. Right. So why am I still day? No, for you, you just daven Mariv. Look at the next line of the Ramah. Look at the next line of the Ramah. You mechant the Ramah. Ubelel Yom Kippurim Yisatei Bo'od Yoyim V'yivarech Alav. That's why he's mechant to the Ramah. So before the Ramah says, therefore, on Yom Kippur, when you put in your talis, make sure you make the bracha before. It is what? Before nightfall. Now, can you make a bracha on your talis? Let's say a person's running late, whatever it might be. And it's Beis Shemashos. You have your talis with you. It's Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur. You put on your kittel. It's Beis Shemashos. Let's take a look before we say something here. But just listen, hear the shayla at least. So first we turn to Sif Kodin Hay. Now, these words over here are going to be a little interesting. V'chlel v'lel Yom Kippur, we said you make the bracha before nightfall. V'chol o'iv v'lefnei atev v'tzorich es atev. We skipped Dalet. That's what I want to say. It's very, very interesting words in here. V'tainis tzibur, k'sheloiv shen talis b'mincha, yaser es atalis k'shkei l'baruchu. Now, with Tayyas Sibur, Kishaloshin Talis Bemincha, when you wear a Talis Bemincha, remove the Talis before you come to Baruch. Now, who's he talking about? So, my Chirus wanted to suggest maybe he's talking about Tisha B'Av. Maybe he's talking about Tisha B'Av. So, I just disagree with that one. With all due respect to my Chirus, the Mishmur knows how to write the words Tisha B'Av. Right. So, but he wrote Tayyas Sibur. He didn't say Tisha B'Av. So if he wanted to say Tisha B'Av, say Tisha B'Av. Yeah. Because we know Tisha B'Av, we wear a talis when we wear a talis
in the afternoon.
So that's not what it means. Of a tainis tzibur, kishaloshin talis b'mincha, when you wear a talis b'mincha, now let me ask you a question. Do you wear a talis b'mincha, tainis tzibur? Now, unless you get an aliyah, I don't wear a talis b'mincha, tainis tzibur. However, apparently there was a minig. And people did wear.
Oh.
People, I saw an Oiz V'Hadim Mishtaru, that's what they said. That people, those people who are davening, not the Chaza now, and they are wearing the talis by Mincha, not Mincha Gedoyt, but Mincha right before Mariv, that's what he's talking about over here. With Tayin Sibur, Kishaloshin talis by Mincha. By Tayin Sibur, when they wore a talis by Mincha, Yosir as a talis kishir gila baruchu. Remove the talis when you come to baruchu. Why? Mi'achad da'achshav ein loyvshin ha'talis ela l'mitzvah tzitzis. Because nowadays we only wear a talis to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis. Im yeh lov, if you're going to wear it at night when you're davening Mariv, Yeiroa kilu saiver delaylas man sitasu. So what's it going to look like? It's going to look like you hold that the nighttime is a time for mitzvah tzitzis. And what did we say the first five words of the Mechaber here in Sif Aleph? Laila lav zman tzitzis. So night is not the time of tzitzis. Therefore, take it off before you daven mariv. Mikomokoim hashatz lefnei ha'amud. However, the chazan, im ein hoylich b'malmush elyoin. You hear this? If he's not wearing a jacket, then shein kovet atzibu b'kach. It's not appropriate to daven without a jacket on. The talis, if you don't have a jacket, you're wearing a talis. Good. But if you don't have a if you have a jacket, then pshita dulo yoser atalis me'olav. If you have a jacket, you don't need the talis. It was interesting because normally you find by minhag Ashkenaz they do put on a talis. It's more by nusach Sfarad or Chassidim many times they dav marav without the talis. But it seems not like that what the Mishnah was saying. So let's put that aside for now. But what he is telling us is that if you don't have a jacket on, pshita de lo yoser talis me'olav, it's obvious you should not take the talis because of covered tzibur. So there's a question you'll ask me. Wait a minute, wait one second. You'll ask me, by Mariv, we just said by Yom Kippur, we bedavka put on the talis. So then we say, if you're wearing the talis at night, so then it shows that what? It shows that you're saying Laila is the zman of tzitzis. So what's pshat? So if you want to say Yom Kippur is different, that's one thing. What about Mitzvah Yom Kippur? Mitzvah Yom Kippur, then we should bedavka take off the talis before we daven Maariv. And we're going to see the minhag is to bedavka make sure you wear the talis even during Maariv at night. And we don't take it off. So let's take a look here, Sif Kod Nehe. B'lo Yom Kippurim, cholu oivir lefnei ha-tevet tzorech l'sante. If whoever goes to daven as the chazan, he has to wear a talis. V'lechon chamudu is kosa av da'af oivir kadosh yozun lefnei ha-tevet yisante fnei kovret tzibur. Interesting. V'eim mevarech olav. That's not the minhag we have today, but the Lechon Chamudo says that even a person who is saying Kaddish Yosem, Lifnei Ateva, well, the truth is we do actually do that. Okay, so he should also put in the talus because of Kavrit Sibur. I was just referring to, let's say, the Stam, a person saying Kaddish Yosem without davening. Evei Mevarecha, but he don't make a bracha in the talus. Yis Atev, no, so why do you put in the talus on Yom Kippur? And this is going to be the answer as to why it's not a problem to wearing the talis at night. To compare yourself to the reality that like on Yom Kippur, a person like a malach. It says by malachim, they're oimdim. That's why some of the minig, if they physically can, to stand the whole entire Yom Kippur, throughout the whole davening. Like malachim or oimdim. And for that reason, don't take it off at night, even after Mitzvah Yom Kippur. So you'll ask me a question, wait a minute, Yom Kippur's over, right? Yom Kippur's over. Maybe you'll say, well, Yom Kippur's not really over until you say, Atoch and Antanu, right? You make Avdolah. So I do want to point out that there's a whole discussion just to like, first of all, you could say, until you are Mavdil in Shemon Esrei, it's not over. That's number one. You could say maybe by Baruch Hu, okay. But there are still Nitzoytzis HaKedusha of Yom Kippur in that Maariv. What am I referring to? We're davening a chol, weekday davening. And what I'm referring to is, there's a whole Shaila, when do you make Avdolah, and when do you light the Chanukah Licht? Which one comes first? Do you make Avdolah first? Shabbos Chanukah? Mitzvah Shabbos Chanukah, or do you light the Chanukah licht first? Which one comes first? So there's a discussion. One of the approaches is brought down that you should do what? You should light the Chanukah licht first. Why? Why Chanukah first? Because the kedusha of Shabbos is still there. So continue kedusha Shabbos. So you say, wait a minute, how could kedusha Shabbos be there if I'm lighting the Chanukah licht? I can't light on Shabbos. So obviously Shabbos is over. So I believe it's Ramosha that brings us down that it might be from the Levush that there still are Oiris HaKedusha, these lights of Kedusha, the fire of Kedusha that still exist. Kol Zman you didn't make Avdolah. It's Kol Zman you didn't make Avdolah Al Kois. So there's still a piece there. Maybe you could suggest as well that that's why it's still Ke'ein a chelek of Yom Kippur as well. Let's finish here. Siv Kodin Zayin, and we'll learn Moser at the last slot, Mitzvah Shem. So we have over here, Bo'ed Yoim, Avol Im Eicho Lis'atef Ad Laila. But if, let's say, you didn't put on the talis until night, Shuv Lo Yivarech. So if it's Vaday Laila, don't make a bracha. The Shem Halacha Karambam, because maybe Halacha is like the Rambam, and the Rambam says you don't make a bracha on the talis at night. Mashmi B'divri Amagin Afram, B'sif Ta, Kotin Dalid. That filu bein hashmoshes mutter levarich. That's why I don't want to say the wrong halach psak, because the Magen Avraham says bein hashmoshes you can make a brach on your talis. Let's say you're running late in Yom Kippur, mutter levarich ad seisekoychav mitaima dahaloi betzitzis like siv yoim. Listen to the reasoning. Tzitzis, take a look inside. Doesn't say yoim. Doesn't say day. Rak, it says ureisim oisay mashu kolzman shenucha lirois. Bein hashmoshes you can still see. It says Ureisa Moisoi. He can still see Ben Hashmashus. V'chein pasuk b'derech Achaim as well. V'sei Mata Ephraim Ureisa Shemachmer v'zehi Zmachmer. Mata Ephraim is Machmer. You should not make a bracha.
Right.
You should not make a bracha Ben Hashmashus. However, we said from the Magen Avraham and the Derech Achaim that you could. Ach im huzeh im zeh gufa hu mistapek im kvar hegiyu Ben Hashmashus near the bevada yuchel levarich the belav hachi. Das a toises va rosh de khusus yoim chay balaylo va grob bi urov mitzade gam ken shit de zuis. You see over here you have toises, you have the rosh and the gro as well, and the Magen Avraham is pshat that if it's bein hashmashes you would be permitted to make a bracha. You have who to rely on your talis. Let's say erev Yom Kippur, you didn't make the bracha yet, you have who to rely on to make the bracha on your talis bein hashmashes.